We're gonna look this up.
Oh, it doesn't even say. Oh, the Wikipedia page is useless. There's not enough information, and the problem with the information is there's too much overabundance of advertised information, and not enough actual, honest information. Wait, craft beer, history, Le Temple de Beer. How did I end up on a French site? I'm Ross. No one is here, Ian. It's a really long story, and with long stories aside, and I'll get to them because I'm the only one here talking, I am attempting to drink Nova Scotia dry. I am doing it by myself. Long story short, I asked everyone who isn't a craft brewer, and no one was available. And then I thought to myself, should I invite my craft brewing friends? Rob down at Great Roads has offered to be a part of, even just last week. James said, if you ever need someone to come and can come and drink on here, let me know. But I felt like this wasn't that good of an adventure because tonight, I didn't think Ian was going to be here, so I invited a bunch of friends because I wanted to try a different style of adventure. I've got my microphone way up in my grids here. Oh, that's right, because I usually have it all cut down and whatnot, but it's fine. But with Ian not being here, and then I found out Ian was going to be here, and I said, oh, good, all right, well, you can come help me do this, because Ian has been talking the virtues of this for a long time. Here is the Alexander Keith's Blonde Ale. Here is the Moosehead Small Batch Helles Bock. I've also got the Hazy IPA and the East Coast IPA. My wife saw me post that today, and she said, are you drinking all four? And I said, I don't want several weeks of drinking Keith's. You know, like, we've already done the base lagers really bad, and we learned that mostly yes, but Oland Export, and it sticks in my brain. This sticks in my brain. You do a show, it sticks in your brain. I don't know what it is about it. If you podcast something, if I record myself, I don't even need to watch it later, but I have a better memory of if I didn't record myself. So, having said that, we got to get right into it. I probably, hopefully, will not finish all of these, but whatever. I mean, starting with the 5.0, the lightest one, is 5.0 says the Citrus Blonde Summer Ale from the Alexander Keith's Brewery, theoretically out of Halifax, Nova Scotia. I think they make these there. Again, before I went live, I was trying to research this, and I can't find things. Realistically, it would be great if I could actually get a representative, because these companies are so huge, I can't get in. I can't break through and get in there. I have a rubber band on my hand, and I totally forgot about that. However, it does say on the side of the can, let this citrus blonde carry your taste buds straight into summer with bright mandarin orange and citrus aromas that finish crisp and slightly sweet. I was trying to find a little bit more about this because the Moosehead pair here, they do say small batch. And Keith's, I know, you're supposed to believe, and I know the Lunenburg Cacao Stout is a small batch. Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm just not searching for the right thing. All right, I'm going to let that holy cow foam. So we'll do Alexander Keith's small batch. No, because then it just finds me. The brewery is dedicating to crafting small batch beers. Is it Glenn Brett and Alexander Keith's 18-year-old single malt? Alexander Keith's Discovery. Check out the museum and a couple other small batch. Okay, so Brewer's Choice. It keeps saying it's dedicated to crafting small heritage-inspired craft beers. This is Global News from 2016. I think, no, this is way, way too long ago. So this is the stuff that's in the LC right now. This is in the Nova Scotia Liquor Commission. You can get all four. That's where I purchased them. Summer. Oh, wait, what if I just look 2024? Let's just do this. Nope. No responses whatsoever. April 2024. TripAdvisor, Keith's Brewery, yeah, come and see the special event, the Icasicasis end of summer sale tagged Alexander Keith's. It's not telling me enough about what I want. Know your location. Fine. Age and, I gotta have to prove. I definitely have to be in the room where it happens. What year was I born? That's cool. See, you even remember that I filled out this form before, or maybe Chrome remembers that part. Welcome to the family. Okay, so at Keiths.ca, it's got the five brewed in Halifax one. So you got the coffee cacao, you got the red ale. I didn't get the red ale. It's got the hazy IPA, the Belgian wheat, and the session IPA. It does not have the summer citrus blonde. I wonder why. Alexander's blah. Those who like it, explore our beers. Okay, I'm going to try this from Amber Ales, All's Kegs. Ah, there we go. Okay, the blonde ale. We've got that. So it's got the IPA light, and then it's got these ones, and Bohemian Lager beer. So it doesn't really say much else, especially as when I try to go to the blonde site, it says that it's temporarily unavailable, so they've broken their website. So is this a small batch? Is it a large batch? Just happens to be made by the company that these are the questions that I want to ask. Were they making their IPA, which is a lager, for so long that when they wanted to branch out, it couldn't happen because there would have been an absolute mutiny? Well, there's the summer ale, citrus blonde, and then there's the blonde. Okay, well, this is supposedly the summer ale one. None of the pages to click on read more work. Oh, you can get kegs. Wow. Interested in something that isn't on the list? Email us at keiths.brewery@gmail.com. Okay, there is a distinct lack of anything going on this on the Keith's website, but that's fine. That's cool. This smells really citrusy. I'll give them that. And, wow, mandarin? Yes, it definitely, either mandarin or tangerine, but you can definitely tell that it is mandarin orange. Like, it's not just kind of a grapefruity smell. This is orange smelling. And blonde ale, though, what am I looking for here? I'm just looking for a little breadiness, a little less of a bitterness in there somewhere. So we'll find out if it's got that, you know, that Keith's overproduced. What's a nice word for stank? I don't know. But regardless, we're gonna try this. We're getting into the summer citrus blonde ale. First go. Cheers. I got a mouthful of the foam. That's very orange. Woo! Oh, that's quite citrusy. Okay. And honestly, it was nice and clear, but I had to get... there we go. We got the dregs at the... Oh my god. The dregs at the bottom make me worry. Should a blonde ale be this hazy? Woo! That is puckery citrusy. Pardon my phone. It's just going to go off and let everybody know what's going on. Wait, I need that. Come back here, Mr. Can. Citrus blonde, carry your taste buds straight into summer. Bright mandarin orange. Citrus aromas. Finish crisp and slightly sweet. Nope. Slightly sweet? It's quite sweet, but it's also it's so citrusy. It's a little sour. My wife might like this. Quite a bit. Oh, where'd that go? The citrusiness. I got all the flavor from the bottom of the can, and it's hazed up quite a fair bit in my Beewolves glass here. And okay, it's not bitter. It does not have the stank. I will give them that. No stank in your whatever these are. Pride of Nova Scotia. These slightly different can. Like the Mooseheads, they're small batch, written all over the place. But the Pride of Alexander Keith's, this is Keith saying, this is just, oh, by the way, we make some other beers. And we're going to start making some different ones in the summertime. I have been here. I have been behind where I'm over there. The Alexander Keith's Brewery. Tom, a friend of the show, been on the show, was married right here. And I was up in there, and you can see that copper keg big kiln thing, drum, what the heck? I forget. We learned what they were called at one point. And there was like five of them up there. And they said, oh, yeah, these are the current, the smaller batches, they call them. Like, okay, so it's not just churning out huge amounts of the lager IPA stuff. It's interesting in a blonde. Is it biscuity? No. The orange and the citrus is masking something. I'm not sure which. It's not a bitter aftertaste. It's smoother than I thought it was going to be. This is not the worst blonde or the worst citrusy ale. I mean, honestly, there's a hazy IPA, and I thought this would be what the hazy IPA would taste like. So I'm a little flummoxed. I'm going to leave that one to come back to, which means that my next one is the 5.9 small batch East Coast IPA out of Moosehead. I am not changing my background because I'm actually going to stay in the Keith's Brewery because I learned something when I was researching some of these, and Ian said, you've got to try the small batches from Moosehead because they're a Maritime, and I thought Maritime, obviously a Halifax Brewing Company, but apparently Alexander Keith's is the Halifax Brewing Company, but Moosehead, St. John's, New Brunswick. So Norbert would be proud. He'd probably be rolling in his seat right now watching me try to drink a Moosehead on a small craft beer show. But there it is, Moosehead Small Batch East Coast IPA, 5.9, says it's a strong beer, and nothing written there. So I guess we're going to the internet, and the Moosehead Brands Small Batch series. I've accidentally put on my... Wow, well, that is actually kind of interesting. I like the website. Go to the Moosehead website. It works, as opposed to the Alexander Keith's one, which it does not. Moosehead's small batch series of beers is brewed for Moosehead's biggest fans, and the flagship of the series is East Coast IPA. East Coast IPA is brewed with a blend of hops that deliver a balance of tropical citrus. Flavor and aroma is citrus, melon, and tropical. What's the difference between tasting citrusy and tasting tropical? So this is going to be grapefruit juice, I guess. It's not head explodey off the smell. It's hoppy. It smells like a craft IPA. Honestly, I'm smelling malt in this, like thick malt, the golden color of that. It doesn't quite fly, but it is, am I learning that the big guys are competing well against the little craft breweries? I don't think I'm going to have to update my favorites or anything like that, because most of all these ones are my favorites. The Keith's has not given me my favorite blonde, that is for sure. Not even giving me my favorite citrus flavored one. Can't remember all my favorite citrus IPAs. Does the double or triple IPA compete against just a citrusy blonde ale? It's not bad. I'm trying to think of what to give the citrusy blonde ale. It's probably more like a 7. I think it's a 7.4. There's something weird going on there. It is quite smooth on the back end, so it does get definitely an overpassing grade. So I think I might have to give it like a 7.4 or something as we wait for the East Coast IPA with citrus value to come down a bit in its head value, as that's a thing. I do like what's going on the Moosehead website. You got to check that one out. Ian did mention, that reminds me. Ian couldn't be here, but he did send me, because eventually I thought he was working, but he was taking the night off. Didn't learn that. And then he ended up saying, and so he went and got all these beers, and then he said, no, never mind, I actually can't make it tonight. And I said, oh no, that's fine, don't worry about it. But he sent me a review. I had a small can of the Keith's Hazy IPA last night. Oh, I haven't opened that one yet. He said it was okay. if a little unexciting, the Moosehead Bock is really good. And what else did we get over here on the Facebook reactions? Disagreement from Drake Clark. He thinks Moosehead has delivered some solid craft beers. Peppermint says what it is. Oh, God, I don't want to try the peppermint one, but they can't all be winners. And Keith's used to have a fine craft brewer, no shade to the new people. Why aren't you sampling Fine & Company if you want to discuss Poser Craft? Valid. Absolutely valid, because the moment I found and learned of Fine Company and then immediately looked them up, oh, Fine Company, I'll try their craft beer. And then I tried, and it's Molson products, and those are not good. But I don't think Fine Company cans. Fine Company Blonde. Oh my goodness, you can find Fine Company. Wait, no. I didn't realize you could get this. How interesting. Check store availability. Says it's... Oh, come on. So they've got a blonde lager. We are going to have to do this again. Because Fine Company is just... They're the gross ones. These are the ones that are not all that good. Okay, so they've got a Radler. And... You just showed me one. Okay, something is terribly wrong with their site entirely. However, I've lost a little bit of the head on my East Coast IPA. I'm going to keep the can around here. Oh, no, I can't keep the can around here because that's not where it was written. It's written over here on their site. We're going to give this a whirl. It does smell not overly hopped, not offensive, and I'm getting a little bit of a malt out of it. So this is going to be very interesting. It's... Brewed with a blend of hops and deliver a balance and the tropical citrus. They seem to be really focused on the tropical citrus side of things, but we'll see. Charles. What? That is... I need the rest of this can, because where's the flavor? Where's the... You wanted an... You're trying to tell me this is an East Coast IPA with no hop bite to it? Honestly, that is a... That is an unassuming amber. That is a... That is a blonde ale, honestly, with not much personality to it. It is just a nice, basic... This is not an IPA. You're not winning any... I mean, it's smooth for a 5.9. That's incredibly smooth, easy to drink. That is a sessionable 5.9. That's dangerous as all get out. See, Ian's not around, so I have to burp into the microphone here. That's my excuse for tonight. That's what you're going to get. Flavor and aroma, citrus, melon, tropical. Once I get the whole can in here, I think things might change entirely. What is going on? Instagram wants a whole bunch of things. Everything's updating. Go away. Oh, what? Don't care. Oh, because it's emailing me that I'm live in my stream. That's the thing. That always happens. So I got the whole can in here in the glass, and let's see if that changes the flavor any. A little. A very little. You know what? The melon, because the citrus and the flavor of the IPA is so weak, melon is slightly coming through. I got a hop... Heads would not appreciate this. This does not taste like a hophead beer. So I really like it. It's too... not weak. It's too weak flavored. It's too flavorless. It's... The remnants of flavor is on the other side of the room. And it's kind of shouting at you from over there. It's there. Okay, it's trying to stick around at the back of the throat. There's a tiny little bit telling you, yes, I'm hoppy. I'm a small batch beer that was made for this purpose. Wow. That is not That is not what I was expecting with an East Coast IPA, but I'm used to, in a craft beer setting that we get, you know, the Nova Scotia craft beers, if something tells me an East Coast IPA, I am prepared to drink hop juice. And I've always argued, does it have to be hop juice? But I've looked at the criteria for the Canadian Craft Brew Awards, and this one's not winning any. So where are they going with this one? Well, Moosehead could technically compete for the Canadian Craft Brew Awards, I think. I don't know if larger companies are allowed to do things like that. Toss an Alpine and a schooner there one time. Did we drink those? I don't think we did. Yeah, because you can't... I don't know if I can really find, like, Labatt Blues anymore. We gotta do some more gross lagers. Why are we punishing ourselves? I don't know. 5.9. And it's just an easy... That is an easy drinking, basic beer. So, is it the IPA that... Oh, no, the basic Moosehead has always... I don't think they've called themselves. No, Moosehead is also Moosehead Canadian Lager, our award-winning flagship beer. Moosehead, now, just dating me. What was the one that my dad, well, there's Moosehead Light. My dad always had Moosehead Premium Dry. That was my dad's beer. It has a real beer taste. Like, honestly, lightly hopped dry brew with a lightly colored beer, less body, blah, 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 blah. It's also a lager. So I feel like this might be the closest to like a premium dry or something like that. Cause it's a bit better than the small batch. They've got a small batch hoppy light lager, a 3.8 lager. Cascadian Dark Lager, that'd be all right. Single hop American IPA, fine. That one probably tastes gross. Ooh, a sparkling IPA. I didn't see these ones at our LC. That's fine, that's cool. I'm going to leave that one as well a little bit and move into the... Oh, wait a minute. Isn't the 6.0? All right, so the Hazy IPA, back to Alexander Keith's, is next. So, to my mind, the East Coast IPA from Moosehead, that continues to ring in at kind of an interesting 7.5, 7.5, 7.4, just because I like it. It's easy to drink, but I'm not convinced it's doing what they're saying it's doing. But to compare it, and to compare it to any of the other craft beers that we have, they are lower on the flavor scale. You can't taste what you're supposed to be getting. And I don't... If it doesn't say light on it, I don't want it to taste light. And that's just me. It should be all up ins, as the kids are saying these days. So we got a 6.0, one point higher, just a little bit there. The Hazy IPA, brewed in Halifax, with Alexander Keith's signature on the side. And the Hazy IPA, it says on the side, juicy, tropical, and citrus fruit hop notes. Citrus fruit hop notes. Huh. Are the hops... Shouldn't I know this? Are hops, like, partly citrus fruit? Juicy, tropical, and citrus fruit hop notes, backed by a clear bitterness and smooth mouthfeel. Clear bitterness. That is a phrase. What am I getting into if it's called clear bitterness? Are you gonna smell proper? Okay, that one smells like a stinky IPA. This is what we were looking for. This is what we were expecting. Although, hazy? No. It's still quite clear. Might need to wait for that one to pop down a minute. Have I? No, I haven't drank those low enough to get to squeeze the can in. Because that... When I deliver these to my wife in a little bit, how am I going to get 4 upstairs? I don't know. Have you? It's just a problem when it's just me and I can see myself in the camera. I'm often looking at it saying, I don't think my camera is a very precise resolution. It's not the best resolution whatsoever. However, the more I look at myself and I kind of move myself around, I realize I have way too many nose hairs. And you can quote me on that one. Can I solve the problem? Maybe. Do I LASIK it? Do people LASIK nose hairs? You got it. And you go in and they're like, oh, stop using razors. You gotta use lasers. Wait, razors and lasers? Why does no one rhyme that? Lose the razor, use the laser? I'm selling that somewhere. That's a good statement. I think that's going okay. This is less gross than I thought it was going to be. But actually, no. I'm wrong. I thought it might be tasty. I thought it could be tasty, but I guess I'm slightly validated that the tastes are all over the place. Like the blonde ale tastes like a nice light IPA, and the IPA tastes like a freaking like a malty amber. I don't know what's going on here. There's these little haze of a something, but they're just more. I want more of what you're talking about. I think this hazy IPA is definitely what we're getting at. Was this the one? Ian said this one was unexciting. If not, it was okay. If not unexciting, and I thought, wow, because so far smell wise, this one is the first one to actually even wow me. Because the other ones were yawn. I feel like decent and drinkable is my eights. I will give things eights. Things I like really like, nines, and drinkable and forgettable is the sevens. Six, you're wandering into, ooh, what'd you do wrong there? To sort of, as a starter, because when I taste something, then I try to put it on a scale. And then anything undrinkable is probably, yeah, below a five. Which is weird, because it's like school grades. We're like, oh, did you get an A or B? And A's and B's are about 10 percentage points away from each other. And then all of a sudden, there's F. And F covers 0 to 50. And I'm like, that's a big gap. So should we not have G for, so someone who got a 49% on an exam gets the exact same mark as someone who got a zero. So, if you get slightly less than half the questions wrong, you get the same grade as effectively a corpse that died and couldn't even make it to the exam. Posthumous F. Speaking of posthumous Fs, what I was going to set up as the descriptor for tonight is, unlike everyone else who are watching two Americans argue over who's best or worst to run the country, I am attempting to drink Nova Scotia dry because I'm going to date myself, the old podcast, if you're listening to this in the future. Hello, the future! Sorry we messed everything up, and that's not just because I'm Canadian. It's mostly because I'm Canadian. Canadians didn't mess it up. We just apologize for anything. That's also going on a t-shirt. But the... Oh, that's weird. They what? Oh. The debate. The debate is on tonight. This is the last debate before the American election 2024. Yes, so it's Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are having a debate tonight. It starts an hour from now. I finally looked that one up. No interest whatsoever in watching it live. But I'm sure it'll be all over the internet in the morning. So definitely also no interest in turning this into a political talk about thing. It's just I do follow it. I know a little bit of what's going on. I'm not predicting the future. I don't know enough to really throw opinions behind anything, but I'm just sort of curious and things happen. But I don't need to watch it live. I mean, most of the time, I won't say that. I do watch Canadian elections live. I do watch those. Do you know why? It's the spreadsheet thing. I like watching the maps light up. That's all I want to watch. I'm like, this, oh, look, Ontario went blue. Yee, look at that. Ooh, this county is red now. Yee, how much color has the oranges got? Wee. So I get very excited about that. That's really cool to me. But I think the actual content and the politics behind it is perhaps less interesting to me. But since it's my country, I should probably pay more attention. A little. I used to be confused when I had a partner who loved politics. Well, I mean, she was a politics major. She was getting a master's? No, wait. Honors? Some sort of degree in political science. This is how this is why they're no longer my partner anymore, because I didn't pay attention to details. Bingo! But she would watch these elections, and this is who got me started. And she said, "We have to watch the election." And I went, "Ugh, elections." But I found Pretty Colors to watch, and that distracted me because I am a spaniel. But she would get right into it, and she would see, like, you're looking at the individual election results coming through, and the election results would come through, and you'd see this person won with 4,000 votes, and this person came second with 2,000 votes, and then this person came third with only 300 votes, and then some laughable whoever from the I don't care party with 20. And she would look at it, and she would see the second place and say, "Oh, that's much closer than last election." And look down at the third, the third place one. And say, "Oh, that's that person. And they were in a municipal election, and now they're running for this one. So I didn't think they'd do that well their first time out." And I'm right. And I went, do you know absolutely everybody in this election? Like, everyone, it seemed like she knew every name in every riding. And sometimes there were, sometimes there were three and sometimes there were six. But she knew a lot more people. But the funny thing about that is, once I watched enough elections, I was finally saying, "Oh, wait a minute, isn't that the Minister of Defense losing their seat? Because speaking on behalf of Canadians, this next election is going to be really hilarious." When it happens, it has not been announced yet. Again, year of our intergalactic Lord Xenu, 2024, September 10th, where they're having a debate tonight in the American elections. But the Canadian elections are theoretically not too far off. They just haven't announced anything yet. Juicy, tropical, citrus, fruit, hop notes, backed by a clean bitterness, smooth mouthfeel. Smooth mouthfeel has kind of been the theme, the questionable theme. Oh, look, there's so many good sea monkeys in there. Oh my God, you can see the bits. This is fantastic. I'm so, good hazy IPA. Please don't be gross. Crisp bitterness has me a little freaked out, but it smells juicy and good. So maybe, do I like a juicy IPA or a hazy IPA? Can I have a juicy and hazy? Jay-Z. A Jay-Z IPA, Top of the Pops. If I knew a Jay-Z song, I would have sung it just then. And that would have been a really funny joke. But sadly, I'm not up in the popular raps music, because you can tell by the color of my beer. Cheers. Getting there. I'm glad I had that one third. I'm really glad I had that one third, because Ian might be right. It's nothing really to write home about, but that's better than the other two. It's closer to the flavor that they're aiming for. I'm still not quite sure what a clean bitterness is. The smooth mouthfeel for sure, because the hoppy, the hop citrusness is mixing up top, but it's not burning on the way back. So that's, again, it's just kind of a slightly boring IPA, but not that boring. High sevens, I think, coming in here. 7.9. I like this. This is not that bad. But are we at the part of the conversation where we're saying that the larger breweries are not doing the experimental play? They're not going absolutely bonkers with things. What did we try? We really liked the double IPA from James last week. But I mean, who doesn't like a double IPA? This it's a 6.6%. 6.0? Am I just gonna? Do you notice how I ask a lot of questions and I'm the only one here? I ask the question, "What is going on?" And I answer. The answer to the question that John Malkovich poses in Con Air is the movie being John Malkovich. Basically answers any John Malkovich question possible. Okay. What the hell is that? There's like a bitter hop. What does hop smoke mean? The flavor of hop aroma. There's the air, the smell has a weird hop to it. A blend of hops that deliver a balance of tropical citrus. Okay. I got it. Do you know when you buy something plastic brand new? This, yeah. Okay, go to the dollar store and that bin of rubber balls. Not rubber balls, but like those latex balls, those springy air-filled things. I guess boingy balls we'll go with. Man, I wish Ian was here. That rubberized latex kind of, that's the smell. And to a lesser extent, it's the initial taste of this hazy IPA. It's got a rubbery latex to it. So I can only assume that they used harbor water. Pause for laughter. Moving on. It's still good. It's still good. High sevens. That's the tastiest so far. Well, that is tasty. That's nice. I like that. I think I got to slowly go back through all of them. Do I get to the fourth one before we do that? Yeah, we might as well. Okay. So that was the hazy IPA. Finally, last on the list, the Moosehead small batch Helles Block. I don't know why it's at, or sorry, not Block. Helles Bock is a 6.2. I don't know why it's a Helles Bock. Maybe, oh, it does say sweet malt and toasty. We're always trying something new, so if you enjoyed this batch, you'll love what's coming next. What? What? Shut up, Moosehead. What are you talking about? On the website, it says sweet malt flavors and a toasty aroma make this German-style pale lager an authentic craft brew. That's what I was curious about, because I feel like Helles is a traditional German pale lager produced chiefly in southern Germany, Munich. So what makes a beer a Helles? Helles means pale in color, as these beers are often golden. The German-style Helles lager is a bit rounder or fuller body than light lager and even all malt pilsners. How do I get myself an all malt pilsner? That sounds amazing. Helles lager beers offer a touch of sweetness that balance a measurable addition of spicy German hop flavor and light bitterness. So what the crap is a Helles Bock? I'm going to keep saying it with the Hell. Sweet malt flavors, toasty aroma, German style lager, and authentic. So it's just a strong ass German lager? I mean, I'm in. 6.2 German lager that tastes like malt and toasty aroma. Very bready. Very bready, biscuity on the smell, on the nose. 6.2. Oh, it doesn't smell like it's got a high alcohol percentage. Am I getting a lot of, what's the messaging system coming through here? Nope, not for me. Holy cow. My wife has gone crazy on Instagram, apparently. These are all the messages that I'm getting. Nope, wait, here's that. Okay, yeah, that's something different. When you wear a lot of hats, you get a lot of emails. Now live on your channel. What is going on with this? Did I? Wait, what? Anywho. 6.2, yeah. Don't check your phone while you do that. I mean, you try to think of something to do while you're waiting for your phone to head down. I already tried talking about the American election and how I don't really have... I have feelings and opinions, obviously, but the thing is, they're not... Here's the thing. When you have feelings and opinions, you get to discuss them. I feel like we're almost at a point where you can't even discuss your feelings and opinions anymore. Luckily, people discuss their feelings and opinions with me, and I get to discuss them back. And most of the time, amongst most of my friends, we agree. I've got one or two friends that we disagree. And then I have my in-laws. And it's not that we disagree. It's just that we have vastly different beliefs. Expectations? No, that's not it either. Anyway, a good friend of mine, still a good friend of mine, he was going on about something, and it was something that he'd read on from a source that I didn't think was valid. We even disagree on our sources. That's what we're talking about. So he says, hey, I read this on crazy, on, you know, this one source. Sorry, I didn't mean to say crazy. And I said, oh, interesting, because I have not read that. And he said, oh, it's over here on this. And I went, ooh, yeah, okay. Are you absolutely sure of this information? He said, yes, definitely. This is the information. This is the stuff that's happening right now. And I reply with, well, okay, because here's why that doesn't make sense to me. And here's where I lay out that it doesn't make sense to me, so it doesn't feel like that is a thing. Somehow, I don't know how, but I feel like I'm trying to convey what's going on without totally revealing everything. But my favorite part of this conversation at the tail end of it, where he sort of said, well, you know, I feel like we all got to pay attention. I'm like, okay, well, you're paying attention and you've got your information. I've got information. I don't agree with the, a warning. So he had some information. It was a warning of this is what's going on. And it's all this X's fault. And I went, I don't really think so. And he said, okay, fine. And we left it at an okay, fine. And I was so pleased because I worry sometimes because we're at a point in history where if you disagree with someone, it's all, there's all this going, oh, I couldn't talk to so-and-so anymore because they think that, you know, God is a spider. And I think, you know, I don't think God's a spider. So we had to stop talking. Like, really? You had to completely cut off all communication with one of your best friends because they said God's a spider. I forget which person thinks God's a spider. It was the best example I could think of at the time. My friend in this case, once we disagreed and he said, oh, well, yeah, okay. But at the end of the conversation, he said, I just want to thank you for letting us have this conversation. And I went, oh. He said, because I've had this conversation with several other friends and they just said, well, and their response, in his words, were, you're an idiot. I can't talk to you anymore. Boom. Severed connection. Severed conversation with him. And I'm like, okay, if you get, if someone goes really far down the rabbit hole, maybe. But sometimes you gotta keep talking to your friends, even when they're convinced that God is a spider. Not that God being a spider is the craziest information you'll ever hear. Boy, I'm so glad that one of the only people that listens to this entire thing is James. He's going to love my God as a spider sermon. I need to write that on the side of a church. Welcome to Ross's Shoelace and Raspberry Church. This week's sermon, God as a Spider. I don't fully remember what we were talking about. And I say we because I need this. I need the feedback to come back here. My friend, who we disagreed and we're still friends. That was the point. You can disagree and still be friends. Because we disagreed politically and scientifically. But my good friend hosts a jam session for brand new musicians to come out and get comfortable playing music for people. And that is an invaluable resource. He's amazing for that alone. He's just, he's an amazing person for creating an experience at a place for musicians to come out and say, oh, I'm a little nervous. And he says, no, come on and play your song. There's no judgment here. Everyone's fine. And he does that. And we disagree about certain things. But I have another friend who's been on this show before. And I've described him as a chronic disagreeer. He will disagree with someone just for fun, just to challenge it, because I think he likes challenging himself. But not only does he like to challenge himself, he likes to challenge other people. So he lives to challenge you and your resolve, your opinion, your, not so much facts, but if you say God is a spider, he will say, oh, well, I think God's not a spider. What makes you think that? And he will come back with that, and then he will just hit you with that, and it will make you more resolved in your own opinion speaking with him. He's Dan. He's been on the show before. Dan's awesome. I got lots of time for Dan, despite the fact that we argue all the time. So, Moosehead, Small Batch, Hellesbach. Sweet malt flavors, toastier. I gotta remind myself, because oh my god, it's been minutes before we get into the 6.2 toasty aroma. Nope. Sweet malt flavors, German pale lager, authentic craft brew. This was the one Ian liked. Boring, but the tail end, sweet malt flavors. Okay, yep. They come through later. They don't come through right away. So German pale lager, this is like the color. This is literally the darkest beer we've had because it's amber. What are you guys doing? The Lunenburg. What did I give the Lunenburg cacao? It's in here. Lunen. I didn't give it a mark. Great. That is not helpful whatsoever. Not helpful that I didn't give the cacao a mark, but I honestly, I'd probably give that high sevens again. Does this squeak into the eights? I'll tell you what sucks. If they said this was a lager, hell yes. But they said it's a Bock. It's a 6.2, but you don't taste the strength. The strength comes through in a very strong malt flavor. It's very bready, deliciously bready, but the problem is this just tastes like my favorite blonde of the craft beer persuasion, which is the Sober Island Marigold Blonde, which tastes like this at a 5.0. So the 6.2, what are you squeezing in here? Are you just... Did you have to get it to a 6.2 just to make it taste as good as some of the other donors? I think my opinions of the Moosehead and the Keiths are slightly improved, but definitely not winning out on my faves. Definitely not coming ahead in my faves here, because this Bock doesn't come close to the best Bock we've had. It is on par with, it's similar to a decent blonde we've had, which is embarrassing because this should be, if it's a Bock, it should malt my face off. Toasty aroma, still nothing. Nothing. No, it's not doing it. Is it going to break the 8.0? As a Bock? It's a Helles. This is a German Bock. This is your attempt at a German Bock. And you've made a slightly okay toasty blonde. So, in a word, no. You haven't done it. It's smooth. Thank you. Thank you, Moosehead and Keiths, for finally realizing that you didn't have to have this stanky, bitter ditch flavor at the end of all of your beers, but the bit more flavor, please, is what I want. Do I give you a 7.9 out of spite, or do I give you an 8.1 because it's actually kind of good? It's a light ass Bock. Light. If you could make a light Bock, I would Yeah, I would say that's a light Bach, is what's going on there. How long have I been here? Coming up on... coming up on a full hour. So there you go. It's usually a shorter episode when it's just me and nobody else, but this proves to you that... Can I talk for 45 minutes? For 55 minutes? 56 minutes about craft beer on all of me onesies? Yes. Mostly because I have been known to talk through entire other things all on me onesies. Up to and including a 36-hour marathon for the IWK. Hey! Is this statue supposed to be Alexander Keith? I don't remember. I didn't look closely at this guy holding the beer out in front of the Alexander... A.Keith's Brewery. Let's just assume. Definitely the guy, the dude with the white beard over there, it's Alexander Keith's... Keith! And not me, because he's got a bit more hair. Is that a comb-over? I need to zoom in closer on this picture to find out what's going on. Next week... If things line up correctly, we'll have a special guest, and Ian will be back from everything. I hope everything's going all right with him. I wondered if he might stop in. It didn't quite work out quite so much. I am going to go and have some more of these beers and potentially feed some more to my wife. So, oh my god, I was... I have different scripts that I go into in my imagination, in my head, when I end off things. Thank you for joining us. We're here every week, Tuesdays, 8 p.m. I was a little late tonight, sorry about that. On youtube.com/@drinknsdry is the Drink NS Dry YouTube channel. You can look us up on Facebook. We got a little entry there. And then, of course, we're also Drink NS Dry on Instagram and TikTok. I don't know, anyway, live every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the YouTubes, and hopefully some special guests every now and then. And I want to... I'm going to thank me, because I got here. And you know who didn't get here to try any of these? All of my friends who said they were too busy to be involved. Ian's got a fantastic excuse for not being here. My good friend, James, who is the only listener, he's got a great excuse for not being here tonight. Everybody else, whatever. Most of the people I didn't invite. And again, I didn't invite any of the craft brewers who said they would be happy to drink beer with me every week, because I just didn't want to impress this upon you. And having done that, I'm kind of glad I didn't. Yeah, no one needs this. So, we'll see you next week. Have an excellent night, everybody. And we'll see you next time. Good night.